some coping probably going on with the Liberals. It looked like they had maybe reversed things very, very briefly, right? We keep track of the polling, the trend lines have been pretty consistent, and there was a blip. But it looks like we're back on track, maybe, I don't know. But if an election were to be held today, according to Abacus data, the Conservatives would expect to secure 41% of the vote. Liberals, 24%. Now, we did see, as I say, a little bit of volatility at the end of last year in the Abacus surveys, more than we had, because the trend was pretty consistent. But like I say, looks like maybe it's locked right back in again. Let's find out. We're going to chat with Eddie Shepherd. He's with Abacus. He joins us now. Eddie, thank you for your time. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Good morning.
So not to read too much into these things, but because, you know, it's a snapshot in time, as they always say. So let's do the qualifiers. But whatever. This latest survey seems to show the Conservatives have regained some of the advantage they had been building. And like I say, steadily, month after month after month. It did slip last time, though, just for one sample, right?
Yeah, so our last poll prior to kind of the holiday break there, we did see the Liberals gain about 5 points to a degree on the Conservatives, but our first poll of the new year here shows that's essentially back to where it was prior to that.
Now, in your release, you call it a significant shift in findings from mid-December, and it is up 4 for the Conservatives, down 3 for the Liberals. But like you say, it puts us back on that trend line that we've been on since the fall, right?
Absolutely. And right now, we're entering 2024, the Liberals are, with some of their worst ever levels of support that we've seen since the Trudeau government came into power.
And if you get into the numbers a little bit deeper, Eddie, you break it down by region, Conservatives, good shape, coast to coast to coast, right? With the exception of Quebec, they lead everywhere.
Coast to coast for every aspect, yeah. And it's a sizable lead in every province, outside of Quebec, as you noted. But in BC and Alberta and Ontario, wherever it may be, the Conservatives are far out compared to Liberals.
And how much of a change does that represent? Like, we know here in the prairies, Alberta and Saskatchewan, the Conservatives are always the front runners. But have they managed to overcome some deficits that they had during the last election?
Yeah, I think the ground that we're seeing in Atlantic Canada and Ontario and Quebec, we're really seeing them kind of take hold of those areas. And you know, they're in the driver's seat right now, as you said, across the whole country, but particularly in those three areas. They've made a lot of ground, and I think it's largely because they're capitalizing on areas that the Trudeau government isn't capitalizing on right now.
Absolutely, yeah. Let's talk about that, because this survey also dives into something that you call voter motivation, which is so important. How motivated people are to actually get out and cast their ballots. It's easy to tell a pollster on the phone that, yeah, I intend to vote and this is who I intend to vote for. It's quite another thing to get up off the couch or whatever the case may be, find the time to go and actually cast a ballot. That's so important if you're a political party or a politician. Usually, the most motivated voters are the ones that want change. They're angry with the current situation. And that sort of translates, right? When you did this survey, the most motivated voters are the ones who want something different.
Absolutely. And we're seeing the highest level to date since, you know, within the past year of people who want change. Right now, you know, over half of Canadians are saying it's time for change and there is a good alternative. And outside of that, 31% are saying it's time for change and the alternative isn't that great. But the fact that that's 80% of Canadians that want a change in government right now, whether there's an alternative or not, that's a massive number.
And that's motivating because we do like to vote against something or vote for a change. That will inspire people to actually go and cast a ballot.
Absolutely. That's you know, arguably when people want change is when they will act.
Exactly.
We're seeing that people are really wanting change. It's deeply rooted across the country right now that they want change.
In terms of leaders, we're seeing with the Conservatives, this is an important distinction to make. Pierre Poilievre out of the red here, right? His favorability rating is actually in positive territory. Now, the favorability means you ask how many people say he's good, how many people say he's bad, put them together, plus minus, and where do we end up? He's actually a plus 6 now.
Yeah, and it's been, you know, it was like that near the end of last year, but it again shifted. At the end of December, we saw them kind of level out in terms of his favorability. I think there were some decisions that were made on his side that kind of lost a little bit. But since then, you know, we're entering 2024 where his net favorability is plus 6. And, you know, on the other side, Justin Trudeau is at negative 34, which is drastically different.
I mean, that's just a huge, huge jump. So, I mean, it's not just the Liberals that are in trouble. Their leader, Trudeau, he might be an anchor on that party based on those numbers, hey?
Absolutely. And you know, we've heard stories over the last few months of the kind of the divisive nature within the party as well. So I think they're at a point now where the next few weeks and months will be interesting to see how the party reacts to all of this and what they start to take a hold of. Because as I said earlier, you know, Poilievre is taking a hold of, he ran with housing and that kind of went that way. The Trudeau government hasn't really latched on to anything just yet that they are really claiming ownership over. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that.
And, you know, the bottom line, Canadians looking for change, and you take a look at it because if you also ask, do they think the government's on the right track? Does the government know what they're doing? The overwhelming majority of Canadians say no, things are not headed in the right direction.
Well, and then we saw this poll. This is, you know, one of the lowest numbers we've ever seen in terms of if Canada's headed in the right direction.
Yeah.
And we've seen a steady decline since we started looking at this in June of 21. And right now we're at 1 in 4 Canadians think that the country is headed in the right direction. And that's not a very positive outlook for the current government.
No, definitely not at all. Eddie, thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate you being here today.
Thank you very much.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.